This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Work and Endeavor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam recommends work and prohibits idleness. Allah created this earth and made it a means of livelihood for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "And certainly we have established you in the earth and made in it a means of livelihood for you. Little it is that you give thanks." One must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving one the ability to work and earn his livelihood. You know, this is a blessing of Allah that we should all be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "And out of his mercy, he has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest therein, and that you may seek of his grace, and that you may give thanks." When do you rest, brothers and sisters? You rest after getting tired. And when do you get tired? It is when you work hard on something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "But when the prayer is ended, then disperse abroad in the land and seek of Allah's grace. And remember Allah much that you may be successful." Some people busy themselves with prayers only. Allah doesn't appreciate the prayers that are not accompanied with hard work, effort, and struggle. We have to understand the model of Islam. Islam does not believe in the type of worship which is dry worship, which is at the cost of the responsibilities a believer has on his shoulders. So working hard and endeavoring and making an effort and struggling is a trait of a Muslim. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing work and endeavor. You may have noticed that there are some people who are so keen in putting their burden on others. Instead of doing their own chores, they make someone else take up that burden. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Cursed be he who puts his burden on people." He also said, "There is no Muslim who plants anything of which men, animals, or birds eat, but it will be counted as a charity for him till the Day of Judgment." The Prophet of Allah encourages the believers to get busy and not stay idle. He says, "Good actions are of 10 kinds, and the best of which is busyness, if it is taken duly and given duly." A man who remains at home without going out for sustenance prays for it. You know, some people, you know, that they just stay at home and they start praying for their sustenance. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, "My servant, did I not give you a sound body and organs for you to obtain your necessities, and that you may not have an excuse disobeying my command that you seek your livelihood, and that you may not be sustained by your family? In that case, I might have given you or deprived you while you were excused." Notice again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that he has given us the blessings of our limbs, working limbs, our tongue, our hands, our feet, you know, so on and so forth, to go out and earn our sustenance and living, which Allah has destined for us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.